The plan. Write down on paper, in order of their importance, the things and conditions you really want. Do not be afraid of wanting too much. Go the limit in writing down your wants. Change the list daily, adding to or taking from it, until you have it about right. Do not be discouraged on account of changes, as this is natural. There will always be changes and additions with accomplishments and increasing desires. 3 positive rules of accomplishment. 1. Read the list of what you want 3 times each day, morning, noon, and night. 2. Think of what you want as often as possible. 3. Do not talk to anyone about your plan except to the great power within you, which will unfold to your objective mind the method of accomplishment. It is obvious that you cannot acquire faith at the start. Some of your desires, from all practical reasoning, may seem positively unattainable, but, nevertheless, write them down on your list in the proper place of importance to you. There is no need to analyze how this power within you is going to accomplish your desires. Such a procedure is as unnecessary as trying to figure out why a grain of corn placed in the fertile soil shoots up a green stalk, blossoms and produces an ear of corn containing hundreds of grains, each capable of doing what the one grain did. If you will follow this definite plan and carry out the 3 simple rules, the method of accomplishment will unfold quite as mysteriously as the ear of corn appears on the stalk, and in most cases, much sooner than you expect. When new desires, deserving position at or about the top of your list, come to you, then you may rest assured you are progressing correctly. Removing from your list items which at first you thought you wanted is another sure indication of progress. It is natural to be skeptical and have doubts, distrust and questionings. But when these thoughts arise, get out your list. Read it over. Or if you have it memorized, talk to your inner self about your desires until the doubts that interfere with your progress are gone. Remember, nothing can prevent your having that which you earnestly desire. Others have these things. Why not you? The omnipotent power within you does not enter into any controversial argument. It is waiting and willing to serve when you are ready. But your objective mind is so susceptible to suggestion that it is almost impossible to make any satisfactory progress when surrounded by skeptics. Therefore, choose your friends carefully and associate with people who now have some of the things you really want, but do not discuss your method of accomplishment with them. Put down on your list of wants such material things as money, home, automobile, or whatever it may be, but do not stop there. Be more definite. If you want an automobile, decide what kind, style, price, color, and all other details, including when you want it. If you want a home, plan the structure, grounds, and furnishings. Decide on a location and cost. If you want money, write down the amount. If you want to break a record in your business, put it down. It may be a sales record. If so, write out the total, the date required, then the number of items you must sell to make it. Also list your prospects and put after each name the sum expected. This may seem very foolish at first, but you can never realize your desires if you do not know positively and in detail what you want and when you want it. If you cannot decide this, you are not in earnest. You must be definite, and when you are, results will be surprising and almost unbelievable. A natural and ancient enemy will no doubt appear when you get your first taste of accomplishment. This enemy is discredit, in form of such thoughts as, "It can't be possible. It just happened to be. What a remarkable coincidence." When such thoughts occur, give thanks and assert credit to your omnipotent power for the accomplishment. By doing this, you gain assurance and more accomplishment, and in time, prove to yourself that there is a law which actually works at all times when you are in tune with it. Sincere and earnest thanks cannot be given without gratitude, and it is impossible to be thankful and grateful without being happy. Therefore, when you are thanking your greatest and best friend, your omnipotent power, for the gifts received, do so with all your soul and let it be reflected in your face. The power and what it does is beyond understanding. Do not try to understand it, but accept the accomplishment with thankfulness, happiness, and strengthened faith. Caution. It is possible to want and obtain that which will make you miserable, that which will wreck the happiness of others, that which will cause sickness and death, that which will rob you of eternal life. You can have what you want, but you must take all that goes with it. So in planning your wants, plan that which you are sure will give to you and your fellow man the greatest good here on earth, thus paving the way to that future hope beyond the pale of human understanding. This method of securing what you want applies to everything you are capable of desiring, and the scope being so great, it is suggested that your first list consists only of those things which you are quite familiar, such as an amount of money or accomplishment, or the possession of material things. Such desires as these are more easily and quickly obtained than the discontinuance of fixed habits, the welfare of others, and the healing of mental or bodily ills. Accomplish the lesser things first, then take the next step, and when that is accomplished, you will seek the higher and really important objectives in life. But long before you reach this stage of your progress, many worthwhile desires will find their place on your list. One will be to help others as you have been helped. Great is the reward to those who help and give without thought of self, as it is impossible to be unselfish without gain. In conclusion, a short while ago, Dr. Emile Kua came to this country and showed thousands of people how to help themselves. Thousands of others spoofed at the idea, refused his assistance, and are today where they were before his visit. So with the statements and plan presented to you now. You can reject or accept. You can remain as you are or have anything you want. The choice is yours, but God grant that you may find in this short volume the inspiration to choose aright, follow the plan, and thereby obtain, as so many others have, all things, whatever they may be, that you desire. Read the entire book over again, and then again. Memorize the 3 simple rules. Test them now on what you want most this minute. This book could have extended easily over 350 pages, but it has been deliberately shortened to make it as easy as possible for you to read, understand, and use. Will you try it? Thousands of better lives will testify to the fact that it works.